Because of the budget levels mandated by the Budget Control Act over the next decade, the Army says it's bringing down the size of its force as quickly and cost-effectively as it can. It's already in the midst of trimming its ranks from 560,000 soldiers to 490,000, and that figure could well drop lower in the next 5 years. But even if personnel make up the lion's share of the Army's budget, General Ray Odierno, the Army Chief of Staff, says it's also clear that it won't be able to afford all the military hardware it thinks it needs. In some cases, the service won't be able to maintain weapon systems it already owns. In others, like the ground combat vehicle, which the Army has already spent more than $1 billion developing, it'll just have to hit the pause button indefinitely.
Do we need a new infantry fighting vehicle? Yes. Can we afford a new infantry fighting vehicle now? No. So what I'm hoping for is technology will continue to allow us, so in 3 to 4 years from now, we'll be able to build an infantry fighting vehicle that is absolutely necessary for us as we go forward.
And while that particular program has a somewhat troubled history in its earlier years, Odierno says the reasons for the Army's pullback were purely budgetary, not because of poor execution.
The one thing I want to make clear is actually I was very pleased with the progress of the ground combat vehicle. I think we had the requirements right. We were starting to see really good development by the contractors involved with this. And so it's important that we carry that forward. So we're trying to figure out how we do that.
Odierno says it's a similar story in the Army's aviation inventory. For example, the service would very much like to design and build a new armed scout helicopter, but it'll have to wait a few years.
We're going to continue to modernize our aviation fleet, but we can't afford our aviation fleet today. We can't afford it. So we're going to have to make some difficult decisions in our modernization strategy. We're going to have to reduce the number of systems that we have. We're going to have to focus on that. Is that what I want? No. But we have to do the best we can to mitigate the risk as we move forward. And we have to make sure the systems we have are the best systems possible.
For the next few years, the Army will lean heavily on upgrades to existing technologically mature systems. Odierno says the service has to spend money to modernize existing helicopters like the Chinook and Apache and the Abrams tank and Bradley fighting vehicle in order to stay ahead of potential adversaries. But it will only build new systems when they're deemed completely essential. He offered the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, a replacement for the Humvee, as one example. While the Army waits for its budget picture to brighten up a bit, Odierno says the Army's committed to continuing to push funding into science and technology in the hope that new technological developments will let it buy what it wants a few years from now.
And we have to really choose where we invest. We have to be able to find leap-ahead technologies. You know, as I look at our aviation fleet, yes, we want to continue to invest in new engine. Yes, we want to look at vertical lift. And what does that mean for the future? Well, yes, we want to look at manned-unmanned teaming. But what is that leap-ahead technology that we need that can make a real difference for our soldiers on the ground? Is it materials technology that allows us to decrease the weight so we can be more expeditionary? Over the last several years, what we've done is we've traded mobility for survivability. We got to get back in line. I need tactical mobility for the future. And try to figure out how do we sustain survivability while increasing mobility.
Going forward, Odierno says he wants the Army's investments and its overall strategy to be focused predominantly on technologies that enable small units of soldiers to rapidly deploy around the world. He says he'd rather have a large number of small formations in the service than a small number of large ones. So the service will place a premium on things like information and communications technology that let soldiers operate from distant locations without a huge logistics tail behind them.
Our command and control systems are too heavy today. I've challenged our people that says, why can I sit here at my chair, pull out my smartphone, and I can talk to every continent in the world with my one little smartphone? But why is it when I want to do communications, I got to bring 50 trucks and 300 soldiers? Why is that? We can't do that anymore. So we got to figure out how do we leverage the technologies that are out there? How do we leverage our ability to reduce our footprint, to have better communications, to have secure data?
While the recent budget agreement on Capitol Hill may not have bought the Army all the modernization funding it wants, it did at least temporarily ease what was the service's biggest concern 6 months ago. At that time, a shortfall in operation and maintenance funds meant there were only two Army brigades ready to deploy in case of a contingency. The Ryan Murray Accord added billions back into that training budget.
Anything that gives us more O&M is really, really good. Because the issue is, again, readiness. So what we said all along was we knew with the law, which is sequestration, we had a hole. And it's a 3 to 4 year hole. And that hole is in readiness. So I was very clear. I think I said at AUSA in October, I made the comment, we have 2 brigade combat teams that are ready. With the changes in O&M, that's going to allow us to build a significant amount of more brigade combat team readiness, aviation readiness, combat service support readiness over the next 10 months. And although it won't be where we want it to be, it'll be much better than it was. And so for me, that's critical. So everybody asks me, what keeps you up at night? It's the fact that somebody might ask me to deploy 20, 30,000 soldiers and they're not ready. Well, because of this, I think, you know, when we get to the summer, we're going to be generating forces that are ready. But it is much better than we expected it, and it's going to make a huge difference in 14. 15 is another challenge because it kind of goes down a little bit for us in 15, so we have to work our way through that. But 14 has been really good for us in terms of O&M.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.